Stan McDaniel, the conductor of Chorale Coeur d'Alene. Boy, you folks are busy, busy, busy. You gave a major American concert, what, 3 weeks ago?
That's
then
right.
You sang with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony last weekend, and here you are giving a complete concert.
Right.
You're a hardworking group, right?
Well, I'm so proud of them. This has been a very challenging season. It may be unique in having things this close together, but they have just excelled in every way. I'm really proud of them, and I want to tell you that if you're able to come to our concerts in Coeur d'Alene, you will be inspired.
And every time any of us put together holiday shows, Christmas shows, there's always the questions of, you know, what is the focus? Are we going to have a whole bunch of traditional things, or are we going to bring in something unique, something unknown? What were some of the thoughts in your head as you put this together?
Well, the big thing, you actually nailed it just a moment ago. Typically at Christmas, and typically with all our big concerts, we do a serious major classical work. But we had just come out from under doing Bernstein Chichester Psalms and then selections from Messiah with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. And I wanted to do a very comfortable, enjoyable Christmas concert and with a lot of music that people love from this season. And so that was our objective this time.
And so, and some of the big, let's start with John Rutter.
Yes.
And now Bell Corps, that's the treble chorus from your Coeur d'Alene choir. Has that been kind of a unique thing to do that this year?
Yes, there's a long tradition with the chorale of having a smaller ensemble from the chorus singers. We've had a mixed group last year, Choral Essence. This year we have a women's group, Bell Corps. We'll probably continue to have one or the other on into the future. The folks that sing in these groups are core singers, and they also really love doing small ensemble things. And so it adds a whole another dimension to our concerts.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And they're doing Rutter, and then they're doing the Christmas song. They're doing those
the Meltwurm,
two things. So the Rutter and the Nativity Carol, was it originally written by him as a treble chorus, or did he just provide several versions?
He provided several versions. I don't know which one was, I tend to think the treble, he wrote it for Cambridge, of course, and I think the original was for treble. It's absolutely stunning with strings, which we're going to be doing, just beautiful.
That's true, because we'll kind of later on give more of an overview, but you have quite an array of instrumentalists involved in this, don't you?
Yeah.
As you tend to do. And then the other thing that really struck me was this cantata, The Winter Rose. Describe that.
Yeah. It's a cantata by Joseph Martin, very familiar to church musicians, Joseph Martin. This is, I would say, probably his most ambitious sacred cantata that he's done. It involves many familiar traditional carols in very creative settings, and then some original music. A lot of it has a kind of a Celtic flair to it, some Irish folk songs, things of that sort, and as I said, traditional carols, and then some original music. In fact, we just did Dance into the Light, which is one of the bigger choruses from the cantata with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, and we'll be repeating that.
Oh, good. So, that was really lovely this last weekend, hearing that with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. And that's also a nice thing, just to perform things in a couple different contexts and ways.
Exactly.
Isn't it? This is Chorale Coeur d'Alene with their three performances, Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 2 and 7 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene. And something about Chorale Coeur d'Alene, especially recently, has been your extension into different relationships and educational things and designated soloists and scholars and people like that. Talk about your choral scholar, Mitch Davey.
Yes. Well, the Choral Scholar Program, first of all, is something I'm so proud of the chorale for being taking the risk to move out in something like this and to get grant funds to cover it. And it allows us to bring in one or more college students who are majoring in music or have an intention of continuing on in choral music, either as a conductor, or singer, whatever. I just feel it's really important at this point in our society to support that so that we have leadership in the future. Mitch is an amazing young man. He graduated last year from Gonzaga with a double major in pre-med and music composition. He's a very fine tenor. And we brought him on as our choral scholar. This is actually his second year. He'll be going off to graduate school after this year. He's a very fine, original composer. We're going to be doing one of his pieces, a premiere, actually, of the SATB version of this on our concerts this weekend. It's called Winter Song. With a just a wonderful 19th century text by an Afro-American composer, and Afro-American poet, he has an incredible skill at setting both for voices and for the keyboard.
Nice, and. Well, in a minute we'll get a sense of his composition. But can you any further descriptions of how he approaches, like how he approached this Winter Song piece?
I would categorize it as both impressionistic and romantic. There are touches of just very colorful use of dissonance and unexpected harmonic things, but very well written for the voice.
And now is this going to be the premiere of this?
Yes, the SATB.
So mm-hmm. So the Winter Song mm-hmm. by Mitch Davey, and Stan McDaniel, the conductor, is Winter Song kind of the same, you know, warm, diaphanous sound, or is it quite different than that?
Oh, it's quite different. It's a winter experience. We have the squirrels out enjoying the snow.
Oh, good.
And it has some wonderful rhythms in it. Mitch, I haven't said this to Mitch, but one of the noticeable rhythms is what I call a Scotch snap, which is recurs throughout the piece and makes it very, very enjoyable and humorous and yet uplifting.
Yeah, kind of that ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum kind of thing that goes along there.
Yeah.
And let's talk about a few of the other aspects of this concert. You have a guest group.
Yes, really excited to have Isaac Robbins and the Post Falls High School Troubadours singing with us. The Troubadours have been often guest choruses for educator conventions in this area. They've received many awards. Isaac is a good friend and a fabulous tenor. And we're just excited to have them with us on this concert. And they'll be doing a set by themselves of several numbers, and then at the very end we'll bring the entire ensemble orchestra, everything, 120 singers, to sing John Rutter's Candlelight Carol candlelight.
That'll be lovely. Well, yeah, you are billing this as a candlelight concert, so you better deliver in that. And when you say the orchestra, so you have a lovely string orchestra.
Yeah.
Here that that is playing, along with a flutist and an oboist, well-known musicians in our area, flutist Clara Menino and oboist Jill Cathy, and the same harpist that was on your previous concert, right?
No. We brought in Jana. I had that in front of me. But our harpist was from Chihuahua for the Bernstein concert. Kim Davidson has been our harpist, though, for most of our, for example, last Christmas and another concert that we did in the spring. And she's a wonderful harpist from Coeur d'Alene. We're excited to have her back.
Good. So this is the concert, 7 o'clock Friday night, and then 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene for Chorale Coeur d'Alene's Candlelight Concert, with a lot of things, chamber ensemble playing, and it should be just a lovely way, as you say, just to kind of get into the good mood of the winter season.
Yes.